Chatterbox Audio Theater presents Six, an original production by Kyle Hatley.
Russian roulette is played for various reasons. Ours was a more evolved one, to play the odds. Not playing to beat them or face them, but playing only to agree with them. Embracing them as the universal truth, which we believe to be embedded in the numbers assigned to the game's design. To believe in that is to believe that enlightenment can be reached upon the game's conclusion. We were an underground sanctum seeking wisdom in a world whose construct was so intricate, its patterns appeared random and chaotic, but it was not. For you see, it could be simplified. Or so we believed. Unlike the rest of the unaffected universe, our lives were set to a simple fraction, 1/6. It was a quest of strength and acceptance with a very serious rule. Once you play, you stay. There is no leaving our circle. Fulfillment was necessary for advancement. An end must be reached. We called the game Lotus. The rules are as follows. A gun, specifically a revolver, is placed between two participants. A live round is placed into the chamber of the gun. The cylinder is spun such that the location of the round is unknown. Each participant takes turns putting the weapon to their temples and then pulling the trigger. The gun is then passed back and forth until it fires. There must be an end. No matter what, death is a primary necessity. It guarantees progression of wisdom. Without it, there is no reward. Without loss, you see, without certain death, the system and all the numbers in it would lose their meaning and fail. The one who lives progresses. The one who falls finds peace. We believed that numbers were symbols for a fixed and universal identification of known and unknown materials. By setting our lives to a known number, we believed we could discover the unknown. What we thought we knew before a Lotus match was not what we knew after one. We called each trigger pulled a round, each survived round a progression. A participant had a 5/6 chance to survive the first round. Beyond that, the chances diminished with each round. The way we saw it, if the gun went off, peace would finally come, and if it did not, oh, what dreams may come.
But eternal life she could not afford.
But I am going to tell you the story of how our system failed.
All right. Well done, Thunder. Well done. Thanks. Congratulations on your progression.
It was a small gathering. It always was. A constant flux of the new versus the old. And part of the advancement was acknowledging the half-life of the Lotus participant. Every session we progressed, and every session we were fewer. Recruitment was necessary, and it was easy fishing.
Our last match this session will be a new recruit. This is her first match. So welcome, please, Serendipity.
Well, welcome, Serendipity.
Serendipity, it's your first match. You may choose your opponent.
Her. I choose her.
Very well. Serendipity has chosen Six.
Wow.
Okay.
Will the participants please take their seats? Six, you may choose who attempts the first round.
I choose Serendipity.
Her name was Six. She was the longest running progressive of Lotus, 65 times victorious, and considered to have reached a clarity far exceeding that of our founder, who called himself Prometheus. His victories were unrecorded, but his advancement was legend.
Fat Terry, the revolver, please.
We did not call ourselves by our real names. They would have meant nothing at a Lotus match. We were only who we projected ourselves to be. Our elected navigator called himself Samson. Fat Terry is what I named myself because my name is Terry, and I happen to be overweight. I was 26 times victorious, having reached the second level of Lotus. I am the gun bearer.
Six, choose your bullet and place it in the chamber, please. Serendipity, Six, I commend you both. May one of you progress, and may one of you find peace. Jackal.
Jackal is 41 times victorious, third level of Lotus, the reader of the creed, first read by Prometheus.
A Lotus has its roots in the mud. It grows up through the deep water and rises to the surface.
Only then does it bloom into perfect beauty and purity there in the light. It is like the mind unfolding to perfect joy and wisdom. What will be seen above the water in the brilliance of the light. Only then, when the water on my eyelids dries, will we know the truth behind the unknown. Progress or find peace.
Progress or find peace.
Six, Serendipity, you may begin.
Good luck, Six.
Don't speak to me.
Excuse me?
I said don't speak to me.
I just wanted to say
it. Pull the trigger. Play the game.
Fine.
The odds you see favor a progression if you go first. I never saw Six go first, not once. She preferred lesser odds. Lotus matches rarely exceed three rounds. Serendipity is aware of this, but new participants always seem to showcase a false bravado.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Shit, that feels good.
Fourth round.
Here you go, sweetheart. Your turn.
When it was her turn, Six would quickly aim the gun at her head and pull the trigger. It was almost irreverent.
Here, sweetheart. Your turn.
Jesus, you don't waste any time, do you?
Lotus, we have reached round five.
Yeah. Round five. Okay, okay. All right, fuck it. Fifth round.
Don't speak.
Oh, shit. Shit. I didn't think I would go this far. I'm a little scared.
I don't care.
Fuck you, Six. Fuck you, you know? I'm new at this and I'm a little scared, okay? I'm fucking scared, all right?
Don't make it personal.
I'm really scared here.
Shut your mouth and pull the trigger.
Jesus, how the hell do you people do this?
Serendipity, play the game. Just play the game.
Let's go, Serendipity, come on.
Oh my God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
As Serendipity reached for the gun, her hands began to tremble. She pushed the gun to her temple, pushing the barrel into her skin. We all knew it was coming. Six had never lost, and as we all believed it, she never would. Serendipity closed her eyes. She was about to find peace.
Oh God. Oh shit, Jesus, okay, okay. Oh God!
Five empty rounds.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
The numbers had reached an outcome. All eyes turned to Six as the single bullet sat in the last remaining chamber, waiting for Six. Her time had come.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, that feels good. Oh God, that feels good. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh. Hey, Six, I'm sorry. What can I say? Beginner's luck.
We have reached the sixth round. Serendipity, the gun, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you go, Six. It's your turn.
Round six, no shots fired.
There once was a girl, and her name was Sam.
We all moved in closer, as if to say goodbye. And we waited.
She was met by an angel with a sword in his
But she wasn't
hand.
Picking up the gun.
What is she doing? Why is she singing?
Pick up the gun, Six.
What's she waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Pick up the gun.
She's hesitant.
Six.
Come on, Six.
Six.
Pick Six. What are you doing?
The gun. What is she scared?
Pick up the
gun. You know what happens if you deny a turn? Six. Pick up the gun.
Six. Pick up the gun
Samson.
Now.
Samson.
Start. And she bit Start the count.
Ten.
Six.
Nine.
Six. Come on. They're counting.
Eight. Come on. Seven.
Six.
The consequence
five,
for refusing to play was execution by the opposing
four,
player. An equilibrium
three,
must exist. One must
two,
fall. She could die with dignity or she would die in shame.
One.
Six, pick up the gun.
You're not such hot shit now, are you,
Samson,
sweetheart?
Do something. Come on.
Thunder be quiet.
She's disrespecting the count, Samson. Fucking shoot.
Leave her be.
Serendipity.
My pleasure.
Serendipity, you will remain quite still.
She disregarded the count, Samson. What are you doing?
Samson.
Samson's eyes were fixed and sad, watching her as she just stared at the gun, singing that song.
Samson, order the consequence.
Unbelievable. What
Samson,
is this?
Answer me. Damn it, answer me.
Six is level five, Jackal. She knows perfectly well what she's doing.
This is ridiculous.
Pick up the gun, Six. Don't go out
Come
like
on,
this.
Come on, Six. Stop she wasting time and play the fucking game.
But eternal life she could not afford.
Just then, a smile crept across Six's face. A fucking smile. She picked up the gun and she put it to her head.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's
It's a draw. A draw.
It's rigged. She fucking rigged it. You cheat. No. Check the chamber. Check the fucking chamber. She pulled the bullet out. She palmed it.
She did not.
You check her hands. Check her fucking hands.
She did nothing of the kind.
Bullshit.
Thunder.
Calm down, Thunder.
No, I will not calm down. God damn it. She cheated.
I can't believe it.
Oh, somebody check the gun. Check the fucking firing pin.
Thunder, please, that's enough.
You disrespectful cheese. You hear me talking to Thunder,
don't
you bitch. You cheat.
Samson, if he says another word, I will kill him.
That's enough, Thunder.
Oh, kill me then, Six. Thunder. I can't Thunder, believe this. Off. This whole time, 65 wins. Thunder, she's been orchestrated.
Thunder, you are out of line now. Calm yourself.
Open your fucking
Thunder.
Eyes. She cheated.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
You are nothing but a fucking cheat.
I'll fucking kill you!
Break it up! Hey, Thunder, get off her! Hey, stop it, Thunder! Get off her right now! Thunder, quit it! Thunder, you... Thunder, stop it right now!
Quiet!
Samson was holding the gun now. A plume of smoke rose from the barrel. No one moved. The gun was clearly operational. There was a bullet in the chamber. Round six was a misfire.
There are no draws.
Wait, what does that mean?
Six, Serendipity, please retake your seats.
What? Wait, no, I don't want to retake my seat.
Sit down, Serendipity. No. This match isn't over.
Oh, shit.
What? What? Oh, shit, what?
The seventh round?
Sit down, both of you. Six, you may load the weapon, but you do not get to choose who goes first. Serendipity, in the event of a malfunction in the sixth round, player one must face a seventh round, and player two must pull the trigger.
No.
I'm afraid so, Serendipity. Six, you may begin.
Wait, Six, no, please, hang on, wait.
Congratulations, Six. You have progressed. Serendipity has found peace. Zero, Crazy Joe. Please escort Serendipity's body into the hall.
What is she doing?
Six, what are you doing? The round's over.
Her eyes were dazed, her hands shaking. Bullets scattered everywhere as she loaded the gun. A bullet in every chamber.
Six, put the gun
Six,
down.
Six, I don't understand. What do you think you're doing?
There once was a girl.
What is she doing?
Six, put it down now.
It's nobody's fault, Six. Nobody.
Six live rounds loaded. And she put the gun to her
Six,
head.
Six, what are you doing?
She's fucking crazy. She's fucking
Six,
crazy.
Six, come on. Put the gun down.
Don't take your own life, Six. Don't. Don't do it.
Six, no! But it didn't fire.
Oh my god!
This isn't. What the hell is this?
Her eyes widened in terror, and we watched horrified as she kept pulling the trigger.
She's a fucking freak, man! Get her out of here! Get out of here, you freak!
She aimed the gun at Thunder, and. She put the gun back to her head, and again pulled the trigger.
Stop it, Six! Stop
Six,
it now!
Please stop!
Fucking die!
Enough, Six!
Six, just put the goddamn gun down!
Oh my... Jackal? Oh my god!
Six, all right.
Oh my god, Six,
all right.
Please!
All right, all right!
Please, put the gun down!
What is this? Huh? What do you call this, huh, Samson? What the fuck is this?
Again, she put the gun to her head.
They won't let me die!
Give me the gun, Six. Give me the gun.
She lowered the revolver and gave it to Samson. He put his arms around her and he held
her. It's all right, Six. It's going to be all right.
What can this mean? What's going on?
I don't know, Six. I don't know.
Help me. Help me, Samson, please. Please help me. Please.
All right. All right, Six. I'll help you.
There once was a girl, and her name was Sam. And once upon a time,
find
in a
peace.
Holy land,
Six.
She was met by an angel.
Fat Terry. Terry.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
What was that?
That was what was supposed to have happened.
Otherwise it wouldn't have.
Yeah.
A phenomenon.
I don't know. No. No. That was a miracle. That was a fucking miracle or something.
There are no miracles, Terry. Only numbers.
I don't know that anymore, Samson. I don't know about that anymore.
Lotus is done, Terry.
Yes.
No more.
Yes. He stood there, gazing at Six's body as it lay bleeding on the floor. For an entire year, Lotus had been my life. It had been my belief, my structure, 1/6. It was all that made sense. Not anymore. As I left the warehouse, I heard a single gunshot. I saw God that night. By that, I mean to say that I saw the universe. I saw its complexity, its infinity. I saw myself buried in the mud. My face barely reaching the surface of the water, just enough to breathe. And when the water in my eyes tried for the light, I could see that I was still underwater. What I knew before that night is not what I know now. We know nothing.
You have been listening to Chatterbox Audio Theater's production of Six, featuring Jay Aiken as Thunder, Jerry Giannacchio as Samson, TJ Chasteen as Jackal, Trisha Davenport as Serendipity, Heidi Stubblefield as Six, Todd Lanker as Fat Terry. Sound effects by Melissa Fennewald and Kyle Hatley. Produced by Ashley Turner and Eric Sefton. Written and directed by Kyle Hatley.
Chatterbox Audio Theater is a nonprofit, web-based community theater that advances the exchange of ideas by channeling creativity and artistic collaboration into recorded audio works that enlighten, entertain, and inspire. Download all of our shows free at www.chatterboxtheater.org.